PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves. You hear that?
YOLO!
That's an internet troll telling you to put all your money into a single investment.
YOLO! YOLO! YOLO!
He wants you to liquidate your emergency fund.
YOLO!
And buy a digital racehorse named Silicon Steve.
YOLO!
Stay vigilant. He's very persistent.
YOLO!
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Do we all need to be detoxing ourselves?
Before I go asking, how can I detox? I have to look inward. Okay, what am I doing? Can I identify at least three ways that my body detoxes and ways to support that? I promise if my message was more dramatic like that, I would have millions of followers and make millions of dollars. But I cannot sleep at night trying to sell someone something that their body already does naturally.
We're living in a crazy world now. I think it's a lot of people fear a lack of control. And as a result of this, this is the way of them trying to make sense of the world and try to take control over their own bodies. So by actively doing something, I'm going to detoxify things, therefore I'm going to feel better, I think is absolutely one of the reasons that detoxifying has become so popular.
Listen to the full episode of Health vs. Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, something was trying to drag her out of bed. What did it want with her?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Share your real ghost stories with us. You can call them in 855-853-4802 or write them in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can also become a premium subscriber, and with that, you get ad-free versions of the shows, you'll get advanced episodes and access to the very massive library, the archive. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes and my sister Kathy Gordon's here today.
I am. Well, I can tell you what would drag somebody out of bed. My mother trying to get my little sister Cheryl to go to school.
Or
oh my
mother.
God, that was always a thing. Like Cheryl would go, no, I don't want to go. Like she went to first day of kindergarten and the second day mom went to wake her up. She said, no, I am never going back to that place. And I was like, this is going to be a long 18 years.
That cracks me up. I don't remember that.
Oh yeah. Like Cheryl would never want to go to school. Like every morning mom's in there just begging and doing everything she could do. Cheryl's like, I hate that place. I'm not going.
Like you're way too young to drop out. You can't drop out in kindergarten.
No, like the second day of school, she's like, I ain't never going back to that place. This does not sound like it
no,
was that sort of
and I don't
situation.
Want anything dragging me out of bed.
No,
I just don't.
No.
So yeah. This is interesting because of where it happened. And we will share why that's interesting in just a moment.
Okay.
Anyways, I wanted to share a story from when I was about 11 or 12 years old. My family bought a newly built home on about 2 acres near, any guess, of the town?
Well, Elma, Nebraska?
Nope.
Oh.
Warner Robins, Georgia.
That's where you were born.
I was born there.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool? Yeah, I've never
really
been
cool.
back. I was just born there and lived there for, I don't know, what, a year? I don't know anything about
Elma,
the city.
Nebraska is my default every ghost story. Like, if I have to guess, Elma, Nebraska.
But I was born on the Air Force Base there. It says the acreage was on an old pecan grove, totally overgrown with impossible to kill. You might know what this is. I don't. Kudzu, K-U-D-Z-U. Kudzu? Kudzu? I'm going to say kudzu. I'm not sure what that is. I bet it's more native
to
Georgia.
It's an invasive plant.
Native to maybe that area. I don't know that we have it here.
Yeah, boy, it can really get overgrown. I'm looking at a picture of it. Yeah, I see what they're talking about.
Well, and it's funny because it says, so my dad did what a typical dad would do, pour gasoline and lighter fluid all over the place and raise it. My family is very religious to this day, and I learned that talking about what I saw or heard or knew would get me nowhere. When I was very young, I spent many nights forced to go back to bed, absolutely terrified by the things I had seen, so I kept quiet. That makes me so sad.
Yeah. I hate that for you.
It says, during this period of burning everything, I felt really uncomfortable on the back portion of the acreage. It became apparent that things had definitely been burned there before. I remember us finding chunks of charcoal from where large areas had been burned and lots, in caps, and lots of bones. I remember some were definitely large cattle bones. Then we began to find railroad ties and other large pieces of rusted metal here and there for unknown purposes. Come to find out, a railroad ran right through this area of our land. Other than this, I know nothing about that area. As I mentioned, the house was new. Soon as I began having uncomfortable feelings in the house, mainly that we did not belong there, I felt watched in the bathroom. I always kept my closet shut.
Oh, yeah.
And hung items over both doorknobs to prevent them swinging open at night. Because I hated my room, I slept in my siblings' playroom instead. I woke up one night to my hair being touched. I reached out and felt someone's arm next to me. Mm-mm. I turned the light on and nothing was there. But I could still feel this arm up to the crook of the elbow to where it stopped. I felt distinctly like it wanted to frighten me and slept on the couch instead. Now, we just did an episode on this where there was a woman who felt, you know, she saw something in the middle of the night and went to hit it and felt something there. And that's the same thing.
Yeah.
Reached out and clearly felt someone's arm next to me. It goes on and says, in this place, I saw a stick man. That's what I'd always heard it was called. I think shadow people and stick men are one and the same. I'm not sure, but a very tall, darker than dark, void person run across the garage. I don't know if they're exactly the same. I've never heard them used interchangeably. But yeah, that's creepy. Darker than dark, very tall, void person running across the garage. Mm-hmm. Scary.
Yeah.
My worst experience still confuses me to this day. I woke up one night because I was sliding off the bed. I was using my feet for leverage, halfway asleep, to try to stay on the bed. My hands were digging into the mattress, which was beginning to tip at a 45 degree angle. A 6-foot African American bald man was at the foot of my bed. His fists were anchored, sinking into the foot of the angled mattress, pushing downward, where he was sort of standing in a black void. Shackles wrapped around his wrist, from which chains clanked on the sides of the shackle as he pressed hard. His eyes were glowing and red, and I sensed that if I slid down towards him, I would definitely die. That would be a horrible, horrible, horrible feeling.
Well, yeah, that's really frightening.
I can still remember how I had fistfuls of my white comforter trying to shuffle back up the mattress. I knew deeply somewhere inside of me that this being had been enslaved or created by it, and that he absolutely hated me and wanted to kill me. I tearfully murmured prayers, begging God to help me. I knew that I had to fight and tell it forcefully to go, and I did. "Leave me alone. You will leave me now," I yelled. And it did. My bed literally fell back to the floor and it was gone. And I was covered in sweat. This felt like an eternity, but honestly, probably lasted all of several minutes. I ran out of my room and slept on my couch. I was too young to understand that regardless of what my parents thought, I should have still told them, but they probably wouldn't have believed me. I remember how sore I felt the next day and didn't sleep at all that night. I've always wondered if that was a spirit or a demonic entity and why it came from me. It never showed up again. And growing up in the South, we were all aware of slavery, but I don't know that I fully understood the history at that point. Later in life, I did tell my friend Anne about this, but no one else, because I was embarrassed by the context and nature of this entity being slave-like in nature. I didn't want everyone to really think I was insane. But I did continue to have minor paranormal experiences there. As always, would love your feedback. Keep up the excellent work, May. Woo! I don't know. Wow. That is scary stuff.
Well, and there were a lot of scary things.
Yeah. But that one in particular with, you know, that being so real to the point you were sore the next day.
Well, I think at that point I'd been screaming for my folks.
I'm surprised that she wasn't screaming. Like, I would think screaming would just come out of you.
Yeah. Like, that's what I thought, too, at the time. I was like, man, I would be screaming, and I don't care if my folks believe me or not at that point. I'd get somebody in there.
That's interesting. Because it just seems like you would just scream automatically.
Yeah.
That you couldn't have even stopped it. But then who am I to judge? That didn't happen to me, thank God.
Exactly. That's true. Oh, my goodness.
I don't know what that could have been, because it does sound like something that was extremely hateful and definitely wanted to hurt her.
Very angry.
But if it was a slave, it would be a very angry. It probably was very angry. But it's like, why her? And, you know, just a kid.
You know, you don't know what entities see. Are they just seeing dark shadows too?
And could it have been something that took the appearance of something else? So maybe it could have been more of a demonic thing and it took
that appearance. That's true, too.
Oh, great. Something else that I'll never be able to sleep tonight after thinking about.
But it is interesting to think what they see as opposed, you know, because we're always like, this is what we saw. This is what we think. This is what we see. Well, what do you suppose they see? Us?
I don't know.
Or just, are they seeing just, you know, like, do we look like shadow figures to them?
And, you know, where they lived in Georgia, and I mean, there definitely was something going on that land before the house was ever built, you know, way back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting, though, that it never happened again. Thank God it didn't.
Yeah.
But, and then it just says, I continued to have minor paranormal experiences there. So the experiences didn't go away, but they weren't anything like that.
They weren't. That was the most intense for sure.
Yeah.
But I thought the arm thing was pretty creepy. And that it felt like it was trying to hurt her.
Right.
And, you know, because I've had, where I told you I had something, you know, touch me before in the night, you know, and reach over and pull my hair out of my face. But that didn't feel like they were trying to be mean. It felt the opposite, actually. And even though it scared me real good, it felt like they were just doing that loving kind of reaching over and touching your face, you know, moving your hair out of your eyes or whatever that you do with your children or something. So, you know, that I thought that was interesting that she said, you know, I felt this arm touch me, but I felt like it was trying to hurt me. And that's very different.
I just think it would be interesting to know if, you know, even though the family was very religious and obviously didn't want to talk about things like that, it'd be interesting as an adult to go have that conversation, even with your siblings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you know, it makes me sad that she's only told her friend Anne.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty traumatizing.
I agree. You know, and even though, like, if you would ask my mom, she would kind of act like, oh, no, not really anything. I still have shared it with her and said, yeah, but this is what happened to me.
When you talk to our mom about the haunted house, she'll be like, well, but then this happened and this happened and this happened. And she's got several stories, paranormal stories. But it's just funny because she's like, oh, no, just it just happened to you kids. Well, I did, you know.
Well, there was this time and that time and this thing and that thing, you know.
But it might be good for me to maybe even talk to a sibling or somebody just to see if they had anything. Because I don't know. I just think hopefully they didn't have anything that horrific. But I think it could help you get a little bit of validation in that you're not crazy.
Yeah. And yeah, and you may find out that they actually had things too.
Yeah.
You know, and once again, we always like the history. Like, is there anything, you know, it sounds like that piece of land was rich with history and things that had happened on it. So very well could have been.
Yep. Agreed. You know. Well, let's go on to our next story. This one is from Ian. He is currently living in Washington State. However, my story takes place in my early childhood back in Texas. More specifically, Corpus Christi, Texas.
Oh, okay.
Which is a mid-sized city located along the Gulf Coast.
It is.
Which you know quite well.
I used to go down there quite a bit, yeah.
Anyway, from about 1992 to 2004, I grew up an only child with my parents in a one-story bungalow that was built sometime in the 1920s. It had gone through several renovations and add-ons throughout the decades with an, this is in caps, extremely 70s kitchen.
Oh.
And we can all see the avocado appliances.
That's right.
And an added 50s bathroom to the master bedroom.
Pink.
Probably with those Pepto-Bismol pink tiles.
Yeah.
The house also had a tall and narrow hallway in the center of the house, giving access to all of the bedrooms and the original bathroom, which was my bathroom. Because this hallway had rooms on either side of it, it had no windows and no light fixture, so it was always dark in the house, and it still had its original thin plank creaky wood floors. I apologize for all of the description, but these details will play a part in this story. I was 2 years old when we all moved into that house, and as far back as I can remember, I can feel whenever there was a presence in the room or nearby. Throughout the years, there were several entities that resided with us in that house for a long time, but there was one that was particularly long-lasting, powerful, and angry. At some point in the mid-90s, as was so popular at the time with many people, my mother began to practice Wicca. And I would see her occasionally filling all the rooms with incense, including inside closets and cabinets. She did not go into great detail with me on this, seeing as how I was a small child and she never did it to my room so as not to freak me out, but she did tell me that it was only precautionary. Somehow, I knew even at that time that it had something to do with the paranormal. But despite these precautions, I knew that there was always something in that hallway watching me from the dark as I watched television in the living room or as I brushed my teeth in the bathroom. Something that made the floors creak throughout the house at any time of the day and especially at night. Actual footsteps of boots, clear as can be. But more than anything, something that resided primarily in my room, in my closet.
Oh, gosh, I hate that for you.
I do, too. Dang closets. As a young empath, I could not only feel this presence, I could tell that it was a human male, middle-aged. He was extremely angry and dark. I know now that he liked to scare me the most because he fed off my fear as a scared little boy who he knew could see him. My bed was in the corner of my bedroom against two walls, and I remember that he would stand tall and dark with piercing eyes at the edge of my bed and glare hatefully at me while I cowered beneath the covers, facing the wall with my head underneath a pillow so that every inch of me could be covered from his stare. It makes me so sad.
It does. And I totally get it because my childhood was like that too. No, I didn't necessarily see somebody stand there. I heard them, right? I felt them lean over me and stuff. But, you know, it makes me angry that they do that to children. Now, once again, I have this thing where, like, do they know they're doing it to children or do they just see us as beings somehow? But it always makes me mad because I think kids are so susceptible. And I don't mean susceptible. I mean that they can sense it. And, you know, maybe the adults don't sense it.
Well, and what he said in this sentence was that I know now that he liked to scare me the most because he fed off of my fear.
Hmm.
I mean, that's a pretty good explanation for why. And that whatever it was, the presence, the whatever that was, knew that he could see him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because he's a little kid. Oh, just makes me sad. To this day, I still cannot sleep comfortably with my head underneath the pillow. No doubt as a result of sleeping over a decade that way.
Mm. Oh, gosh, yeah.
Decade. In the opposite corner of my room from my bed was my closet, and this is where the entity spent most of his time. And even during the day, I could feel him glaring at me. His oppressive presence was darkening my room and the whole house. I even stuffed my closet with all my toys and books and anything I had to the ceiling so I would consciously know that there couldn't be someone in my closet. How could he be there when it was literally packed? I never said anything to either of my parents until many years later when we had already been out of that house for 10 years. I finally brought it up to my mother one day while we were in the car and asked her if our house in Corpus was haunted, and she asked why. I explained all of this to her, and she got a knowing yet disturbed look on her face. She said that the house was in fact haunted, and as I sensed by the very type of presence I described. She explained that she had always been extremely sensitive, which I'm sure is where I got it, and as a result, got into Wicca and would cast spells and incense the house to cleanse it. She surmised that the entity was probably restricted to my room and the hallway outside of my room where she incensed the house, except for my room, which she apologized for, but had no idea I was even experiencing anything at the time. My mom also told me that the presence had been attached to that property long before the house was ever built. She was able to find out he was a Confederate soldier who was headed home after the war and never made it, and more than likely died where the house was eventually built. I completely believe this, seeing how my mom is extremely sensitive and can communicate with them a lot easier than I, and because it fits everything perfectly in my mind. I love you guys, love the show, and I hope you like my story. I mean, I got to be honest, I can't say I like it because...
Well, I thought it was a really good story.
No, it's a good story, but as far as liking it, it makes me sad that he had to grow up like that. I wish he had like this Leave It to Beaver kind of.
I wish he would have told his mom because she sounds like she was totally sympathetic to it. And she would have understood that and gone in and maybe done some sort of incensing or something, saging or something, and maybe it could have helped.
And you know, just as a kid, it's not like I don't remember ever sitting around in our house having conversations with our parents when we lived there.
And I get it. But it makes me sad because I think his mom would have totally been there for him. And yet I'm the same way. Like as a kid, I thought, oh, if I say this, people think I'm stupid. They'll think I'm weird. So I just don't want to tell anybody.
And sometimes, too, when you're really young, you don't even have the vocabulary for it. It's like you don't know what's happening. And it's like, well, it's not happening to anybody else. Nobody else is asking me about this. And nobody else seems to talk about this. So it must just be me.
Mm-hmm.
Like Dr. Phil says, kids have a way of making everything their fault.
Yeah, true.
And I like Dr. Phil. But that's true because, you know, it's like maybe as a kid, well, I don't want to tell anybody because I don't want other people to be scared. And what if it's, you know, me causing it some way?
Mm-hmm.
But that is a good example of, we have talked about this quite a bit, about having a conversation as an adult. It's never too late to have a conversation with those people. You know,
in his case, he
didn't have siblings.
And he finally did talk to his mom, and his mom was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Had I known you were having this.
But, you know, you're right. Like, as kids, you don't know what's right and what's wrong. Is this normal? Is this just life, what life is? And we have this creepy feeling or somebody staring at us. You know, we don't know if that's right or wrong.
Like, you know, we thought we lived in a haunted house, but we didn't have a ghost of a Civil War soldier staring at us while
we slept. Exactly.
My God, that is just terrifying. Well, if you have a real ghost story, we sure would like to hear it. Call in anytime. It's 855-853-4802. You can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want an ad-free version of the show, you get advanced episodes and access to the archive by becoming a premium subscriber. You can do that through Apple Podcasts. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
Do we all need to be detoxing ourselves?
Before I go asking, how can I detox? I have to look inward. Okay, what am I doing? Can I identify at least 3 ways that my body detoxes and ways to support that? I promise if my message was more dramatic like that, I would have millions of followers and make millions of dollars. But I cannot sleep at night trying to sell someone something that their body already does naturally.
We're living in a crazy world now. I think it's a lot of people fear a lack of control. And as a result of this, this is the way of them trying to make sense of the world and try to take control over their own bodies. So by actively doing something, I'm going to detoxify things, therefore I'm going to feel better, I think is absolutely one of the reasons that detoxifying has become so popular.
Listen to the full episode of Health vs. Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Do we all need to be detoxing ourselves?
Before I go asking, how can I detox? I have to look inward. Okay, what am I doing? Can I identify at least 3 ways that my body detoxes and ways to support that? I promise if my message was more dramatic like that, I would have millions of followers and make millions of dollars. But I cannot sleep at night trying to sell someone something that their body already does naturally.
We're living in a crazy world now. I think it's a lot of people fear a lack of control. And as a result of this, this is the way of them trying to make sense of the world and try to take control over their own bodies. So by actively doing something, I'm going to detoxify things, therefore I'm going to feel better, I think is absolutely one of the reasons that detoxifying has become so popular.
Listen to the full episode of Health vs. Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, Lady Luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just $10.
$10 for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Do we all need to be detoxing ourselves?
Before I go asking, how can I detox? I have to look inward. Okay, what am I doing? Can I identify at least 3 ways that my body detoxes and ways to support that? I promise if my message was more dramatic like that, I would have millions of followers and make millions of dollars. But I cannot sleep at night trying to sell someone something that their body already does naturally.
We're living in a crazy world now. I think it's a lot of people fear a lack of control. And as a result of this, this is the way of them trying to make sense of the world and try to take control over their own bodies. So by actively doing something, I'm going to detoxify things, therefore I'm going to feel better, I think is absolutely one of the reasons that it, you know, detoxifying has become so popular.
Listen to the full episode of Health vs. Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Should we all be taking creatine?
I don't know if you've seen creatine content online. Whenever you talk about it, you get no less than 100 different questions about it.
Like, so many questions.
Yeah.
I'm not a scientist or a data collector or whatever you want to call it, but am I losing muscle mass? No. Am I building it? Maybe a little here and there. So, you know, what aspects of creatine contribute to that versus how many times am I going to the gym? You know, who knows?
Therein lies the rub, right? You want to think that you're doing something good for your body, but I don't know how to measure that.
Could this work for endurance? Could it work for a muscle mass maintenance in the elderly? Could it work for brain health? These new research studies coming out have really triggered a lot of interest, because now you're taking a well-studied supplement and saying, well, what if it did these other things? And that's exciting for folks.
Listen to the full episode of Health vs. Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Do we all need to be detoxing ourselves?
Before I go asking, how can I detox? I have to look inward. Okay, what am I doing? Can I identify at least 3 ways that my body detoxes and ways to support that? I promise if my message was more dramatic like that, I would have millions of followers and make millions of dollars. But I cannot sleep at night trying to sell someone something that their body already does naturally.
We're living in a crazy world now. I think it's a lot of people fear a lack of control. And as a result of this, this is the way of them trying to make sense of the world and try to take control over their own bodies. So by actively doing something, I'm going to detoxify things, therefore I'm going to feel better, I think is absolutely one of the reasons that it, you know, detoxifying has become so popular.
Listen to the full episode of Health vs. Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Should we all be taking creatine?
I don't know if you've seen creatine content online. Whenever you talk about it, you get no less than 100 different questions about it.
Like, so many questions.
Yeah.
I'm not a scientist or a data collector or whatever you want to call it, but am I losing muscle mass? No. Am I building it? Maybe a little here and there. So, you know, what aspects of creatine contribute to that versus how many times am I going to the gym? You know, who knows?
Therein lies the rub, right? You want to think that you're doing something good for your body, but I don't know how to measure that.
Could this work for endurance? Could it work for a muscle mass maintenance in the elderly? Could it work for brain health? These new research studies coming out have really triggered a lot of interest, because now you're taking a well-studied supplement and saying, well, what if it did these other things? And that's exciting for folks.
Listen to the full episode of Health vs. Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Should we all be taking creatine?
I don't know if you've seen creatine content online. Whenever you talk about it, you get no less than 100 different questions about it.
Like, so many questions.
Yeah.
I'm not a scientist or a data collector or whatever you want to call it, but am I losing muscle mass? No. Am I building it? Maybe a little here and there. So, you know, what aspects of creatine contribute to that versus how many times am I going to the gym? You know, who knows?
Therein lies the rub, right? You want to think that you're doing something good for your body, but I don't know how to measure that.
Could this work for endurance? Could it work for a muscle mass maintenance in the elderly? Could it work for brain health? These new research studies coming out have really triggered a lot of interest, because now you're taking a well-studied supplement and saying, well, what if it did these other things? And that's exciting for folks.
Listen to the full episode of Health vs. Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Do we all need to be detoxing ourselves?
Before I go asking, how can I detox? I have to look inward. Okay, what am I doing? Can I identify at least 3 ways that my body detoxes and ways to support that? I promise if my message was more dramatic like that, I would have millions of followers and make millions of dollars. But I cannot sleep at night trying to sell someone something that their body already does naturally.
We're living in a crazy world now. I think it's a lot of people fear a lack of control. And as a result of this, this is the way of them trying to make sense of the world and try to take control over their own bodies. So by actively doing something, I'm going to detoxify things, therefore I'm going to feel better, I think is absolutely one of the reasons that detoxifying has become so popular.
Listen to the full episode of Health vs. Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Capture your favorite summer feeling with Pandora Jewelry. Discover a collection inspired by the sunshine, freedom, and moments that make the season unforgettable. From sun-kissed medals to personalized pieces ready to be engraved with your summer mantra, each design moves with you. From beach days to golden nights and every memory in between. Shop Pandora Jewelry's new summer collection in-store or online at Pandora.net and let your summer unfold.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I like things my way. My coffee, my schedule, and my treatment. So I talked to my doctor about self-injecting with the VivGuard Hytrulo prefilled syringe, which contains efgartigimod alpha and hyaluronidase QVFC. It's injected under your skin, subcutaneously. It means I can inject in my space, on my time. It's my treatment, my way. Visit VivGuardMyWay.com. That's VYVGARD MyWay.com. And talk to your doctor about VivGuard Hytrulo, brought to you by Argenics.